cut so deep, you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
It's time I did a new one of those, isn't it, Michael Waldman? It's all right.
Well, you know, I just got Hulu, and I've been watching Green Acres. Maybe we could use the theme song for Green Acres.
I don't know what that is. I've never seen it.
You've never seen Green Acres?
No, no. I'm still on episode... series five of the Sopranos.
Well, that's good. There's certain things... To be an American, you have to live up to.
I realize that. I don't get my full citizenship.
Yes.
Until I'm, you know, like, bada-bing.
That's right. Forget about it.
Well, I did forget about it. That's the problem. And now I'm going to watch it again. What's your... what is Green Acres, then?
It's a really stupid comedy from the 60s.
Oh, the 60s. Oh, I thought it was a new 60s. Thing.
Where this guy is a big New York lawyer, and his wife is Ava Gabor, and they move to the country.
Ava Gabor, and that's not Shah. Who's Zsa Zsa Gabor?
Maybe it's Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Right.
Well, it's one of those Gabor sisters.
It sounds really Gaboring to me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear.
Bum, bum.
Are we going to play some music today on this?
Yeah, we've got some really good stuff. I remember, though, last week you told me I got too excited, so I'm trying to keep it calm.
Well, you don't forget anything, do you? And then you bring it up and you hold it against me. You can't take anything I say seriously. Don't ever think.
I've got a little black book, baby.
Go back and listen to the podcast and go, damn that, I'll get him next
I'll
week.
I'll get him. I'll play something terrible.
No, you always bring good music. So what is it? What we got first and foremost?
Well, that's something really great from Bob Marley. And I have to say, I saw Bob Marley once, and it was really one of the most religious experiences of my whole life. I'm not a very religious guy, you know that.
No.
But seeing him was spiritual.
You're a very bad Jew, actually, I must say. terrible Jew.
There are worse Jews.
There are worse Jews. But anyway. There are worse Jews who are religious.
Well, interestingly enough, that apparently Bob Marley was part Jewish. That's one of the things I learned on Wikipedia today.
Really? We can claim him?
Yeah, we can claim him.
Yes. I knew it.
That's right. His father, Norval Marley, born in Sussex, England.
Right.
And he was in the Royal Navy. And his family came from Syrian Jews. So there. Hey.
Here's a track by Bob Marley right now. This is Bob Marley's dad playing the clarinet.
Yeah. So, okay. You know, Bob Marley inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame posthumously in 1994. That means after he died. In 1997, Time magazine called his album Exodus the album of the century.
Wow.
And the BBC called his song One Love, song of the millennium.
Well, they're pretty big. I mean, it's hard to disagree that they're enormous, hugely important songs and albums.
Yep.
I mean, it's hard to put them again. If you said, "Oh, well, let's play Exodus and then let's play Sergeant Pepper's," I mean, how do you choose between? You can't make that decision.
Did you see that Keith Richards came out this week and said that Sergeant Pepper's was a load of rubbish?
Good for him. Well, you know, he's got a new album out.
Yes, he's going to say anything. Yeah, exactly. He'll say anything.
Yeah.
I think he's going to come out for Huckabee.
Yeah, maybe he will, yeah. There'll be two of them then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, Bob Marley died in 1981 from melanoma.
Yeah.
At one point, he was there was an assassination attempt on his life. Him and all the Wailers. They were about to do a peace concert at a time in Jamaica where it was very, very violent. Political parties warring against each other, and one party sent out a hit team to kill Marley. He wound up. He did the concert anyway, even though he was shot.
Huh.
And. Wound up leaving Jamaica and moving to England for a couple of years just to
get away from the heat.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been to his house, you know, in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Ochorios.
Ah.
Not far, she's not. The boat that we were on, moored. Is it what you say? Parked. What do you say about a ship that's
moored.
The size of a hotel?
Moored.
It moored.
Anchored.
Anchored at Ochorios. And then I got on a bus. There was nobody else, just me and this bus driver who smelled suspiciously of
ganja.
Something very sweet and spam-like. And, we went up to this house and, yeah, there's not much there that's really his anymore. But his tomb is there. He lived there, was married there, all that stuff. And then he was also buried there and his tomb is up there. His sarcophagus.
So what we're going to hear is from 1973. And it's recorded live in the Record Plant Studios in Sausalito, so right here in California. A beautiful track of kinky reggae.
All right, here we go. Bob Marley and the Wailers from 1973 on Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness. This is Kinky Reggae. Bob Marley and the Wailers, so great. We're doing Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness. Mike Waldman, musicologist and good friend of the station's, has brought in music as he does weekly. And one, that's one of the tracks there, first track, Kinky Reggae, Bob Marley and New Wheelers. It makes me feel stoned, that music. I don't know, man. The reggae's a very... If I was a reggae musician, I'd be like, how am I ever going to be as good as Bob Marley and the Wailers? It's just so... There's nobody better, is there?
Nope.
He makes
great iced tea.
I'm a white guy, but I'm a Jew.
Yeah.
So that makes me closer to the... To
a Rastafarian.
A Rastafarian, you know.
Yeah, well, one of the lost tribes are the Rastafarians.
Right. They're always singing about Zion, aren't they, and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to Zion a few times.
Isn't Zion the lost city of the Matrix?
I have no idea what you're talking about now. You've lost me. It's probably a good thing. But anyway, that is just, he's just above and beyond. Very difficult. It's only one groove, reggae.
Mm-hmm.
Jagger. And so, you know, I have a friend, Alan Deramo says this, the bass player. He says, yeah, reggae, I like that song. Because to him it's all the same, but it's not. Bob Marley managed to make it his own thing, and I don't know, it's very tough to beat.
Yes.
Yeah. Unless you go like all that sort of really Jamaican dub, which is a sort of weird genre of its own, you know. Anyway, so great, thanks for bringing that in.
Yeah. So next up we have Joni Mitchell, one of your idols, right?
Yeah, I love Joni Mitchell.
So tell us what you like about Joni Mitchell.
Oh, she's a sexaholic.
Sexaholic.
No.
And have you had sex with her?
No, I'm one of the few musicians in Southern California who hasn't.
I see.
But funny to think of her that way, isn't it? Because she was such a sweet young girl when, you know, in that sort of heyday. If you think back to like Blue and the very early Joni Mitchell, stuff that she's really famous for.
Yeah, I think Blue probably most popular. That along with the follow-up to that, Court and Spark.
Court and Spark, yeah. If you're depressed students, you know, with the war poster on your wall in your student bedroom and all of that stuff and big campaign for nuclear disarmament stuff everywhere and Blue on the thing, some weak Mexican weed playing backgammon until 2 a.m, talking about the problems of the world and what love means to you and all that. You know, it's good. But that was my experience of Joni Mitchell. If it wasn't Joni Mitchell, it was Nick Drake, and that, you know, then it was Pink Floyd. And, you know, I lost my virginity at 26. What can I tell you?
Well, it's interesting to find out about her that she rarely ever left the United States to tour.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, she's nervous. She's a very nervous disposition.
Yeah.
Joni.
She only had one world tour, and what we're about to hear is from that world tour. I don't think it's ever been broadcast in the United States. This is a radio concert from Budokan in Tokyo, Japan.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the last night of her stay there in 1983. And, you know, seriously, by that time, she had lost all of her popular appeal. You know, she was popular probably up until about 1974, 75. Then she got into jazz, playing mostly with jazz musicians.
Yeah, that album, Mingus. Have you heard that album, Mingus?
Yeah.
That's a brilliant album.
Yeah.
And you know what my favorite of all time is? Hijira.
Ah.
She's a little later too.
Yeah.
But she crafted her songs like nobody's business. I mean, I still think she's amazing.
Incredible, but not very popular, yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. And then by 2002, she had stopped touring altogether.
Yeah.
Her last album was in 2008.
Yeah.
And then just this past year, she had a brain aneurysm. She's still in the hospital.
She's got a kind of disease which is partly psychosomatic, in that she believes herself to have a terrible skin disorder. And because of that, she scratches it and it makes it sore.
Mm.
Really sore. I mean, really horribly sore. So, but she's apparently on the mend at the moment. I read the other day that she's doing all right now. So yeah. Good luck and God bless to Joni, because she's a total, I use this word a lot really, probably too much, but national treasure.
Yep. So this is Free Man in Paris from the Budokan Theater in Japan.
Free Man in Paris from Court and Spark, 1974 album. Songs about David Geffen. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did see that. I saw in the movie about David Geffen, he talked about that.
Yeah.
He went on a vacation with her and she wrote that song.
Yeah, well, he was the anathema to her, isn't he? He's the opposite of her. Talk about a guy that's not neurotic, not, you know, he knows what he wants and goes and gets it.
Yep.
You know. All right, here we go. Joni Mitchell, Free Man in Paris, recorded at the Budokan in 83, did you say?
March of 1983.
All right. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
The people that
case you're wondering what modern day neurotic and slightly depressed students are listening to,
favorite girl.
They're listening to that. Orange Monks. It was Joni Mitchell in my day, and now it's Orange Monks.
In Montreal.
And that track's called Montreal, and they are Danish. And this is Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness, even though I missed the break, and so we had to listen to Orange Monks. Sorry. Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Oh, you're not even on the air. What's happening? You've got the wrong mic in your hand. There you go. Take that one. Try that again.
That song was so boring.
It wasn't
my God.
Boring.
That was the worst. Do you remember when you made me take a song off the air about a month ago?
Did I?
I am now demanding that this song be removed.
I don't remember that, but you remember everything.
Gary U.S. Bonds.
Right. Precisely.
Every slight is written down in my little black
my
book.
God, you never get away. You're such a Jewish mother. I'm supposed to feel guilty. I do feel guilty. I can't help it.
Ah, well.
There you go.
Anyway, those are two great songs, right?
I know, love it.
And I didn't get too excited.
All right, now, I'm going to just play. We're going to go in a minute, right?
Yes.
We've just been to Lake Arrowhead together with our wives. Very nice, good, lot of fun.
Yep.
And on the way back from Lake Arrowhead, while we were driving around in Lake Arrowhead, you played me a lot of music driving around. You played some really great stuff. And there was one song that I really dug bad. And I brought it back to the music meeting, and everyone went, "It's great, but it's too bluesy."
Ah.
And I'm going to play it now because I want to.
All right.
So this is for you, Mike Waldman. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Hey, man, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
All right. The podcast available at kx935.com in a few minutes' time. This is Little Richard and Lucille. It's KX935.
Hello. I woke up this morning. Lucille was not in sight. I asked my friends about her, but all the list was tight. Lucille.